Vandeham Sri Guru.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of May, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
My father was worshipping, so I want to imitate. I asked his divinity. So he went.
Did you wash them and play
with them? Yes. Wash, change dress.
Everything?
Yes. Everything.
Yeah. You still?
Huh?
You still? Do you still wash them and feed them and play?
Yes. Well, now my disciples, I was. At home I was doing that.
Yeah. What are you reading?
Srimad Bhagavatam. This is original Sanskrit. There are 8 commentaries. Many big, big stalwart scholars.
These are the commentaries?
Yes.
And this is the text?
This is the text.
What does the Sanskrit sound like?
Eh?
What does the Sanskrit sound like? Is that to be the Srimad Bhagavatam to be chanted?
Yeah, just like this sample. Tasmai tubbhaṁ bhagavati vāsudevāya vidhasi ātmā mādvattagunai shannam mahinni brahmani namaha jasya avatāra jāyanti sarīraspa sarīranaha sai sai sullā vijayi dehisu avisankati sarvamān sarvalūpasambhavāya bhugavāya ca Abhina Sabhagesa Hansabhanina Sampratam Purisarisam Namah Paramakalyana Namah Paramamangala Vasudevaya Shantaya Jagunam Patai Namah.
It's a very beautiful prosody.
Poetry writing is very difficult.
Yeah.
They have got rhetoric system. So many words should be quite so many words.
Yes.
Second, you cannot deviate.
Yes.
And the analogy, metaphor should be like that. Yes. No, nothing should be twice repeated. So there is Saita Ratna. Saita Ratna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated one great scholar simply by little mistake. Yes. Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri was a great scholar, and great Sanskrit scholar means he must fluently speak in Sanskrit verses, everything.
Oh, everything he says
should
be done in
that is
perfect Sanskrit verses.
Yes, very Sanskrit scholar. Not in prose.
Uh-huh.
He go on composing verses. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was 16 years old boy, but he was very learned, logician. So, the case of Kashmiri, he was traveling all over India competing other pandits, other learned scholars. So, everywhere he was victorious. So, he came to Navadvip. In those days, Navadvip, Benares, and Urupi, and Kashmir. 4 or 5 places were very scholar.
I have been to Birbhum.
Birbhum?
I've been through Birbhum, yes. Navadvip also.
So, when he came to Navadvip, that was it. In all other places, he was victorious. See, all the Navadvip Pandits, they conferred that Nimai Pandit should be forward to talk with me. And if he is defeated by Nimai Pandit, then we become victorious because a boy has defeated him. But if any mind body becomes defeated, then we get another chance. Yeah, we are defeated, boy. Let us come. In this way they make. So Keshav Tashmir, he was informed that first of all he had to talk with Nimai Pandit. So one day Nimai Pandit, boy Nimai Pandit was talking with his disciple, student. And Keshav Tashmir was strolling on the Ganges side. So he heard that this boy is Nimai Pandit, so I have to talk with him. He is a boy. So he went there, and when he was acquainted with Keshav Tashmir, Nimai Pandit, please come down. So Nimai Pandit said that I have heard that you are so learned and scholar. Now we are on the Ganges side. He can chant the glorification of Mother Ganges. So you may hear and enjoy. So he was very learned scholar, immediately composed 100 verses. 100 verses. And fluently, very fluently, he went on. Then, out of that 100 verses, in the 64th verse, there was some poetic discourse. The word was Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani means the wife of Bhava. Lord Shiva is called Bhava. Lord Brahma is called Oja. And Lord Shiva is called Bhava. Bhava means from whom everything is born. Lord Shiva is the father of this Bhava. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that in the 64th verse, we have stated Bhavani Bhatta. Bhavani means the wife of Bhava, Lord Shiva. So it is known that she has husband, then why you say Bhatta again husband? Yes, learn a story, yes. Virupti dosh, this is called Virupti dosh. Repeating twice one thing. Virupti dosh. That is dosh, dosh means fault. Dosh, in Sanskrit word it is called Virupti dosh.
Yeah, Virupti, yes.
Vi means two.
Two for.
Virupti means utterance. And dosh means fault.
Fault.
Yes. Fault, yes. The Virupti dosh. So he has conscience. Then he said, well, I understand that you are a student of grammar. How do you detect this literary discrepancy? I am a student, I am your student, I, of course I am not a scholar, but I have heard that this is told like that. From other scholars I have heard. How could you remember? I cited 100 verses and I remember the 64 verses. Oh, I can repeat the whole verses. How is that? That you can repeat? How is that? Oh, that is grace of Mother Saraswati, just like you can compose 100 verses within a few minutes. I can, whatever you say, I can remember. Formally, that was the system of understanding Vedas.
Yes.
Suti. Simply by hearing.
Yes.
Once they hear from the spiritual master, they remember. The memory was so sharp. That was the Brahmachari system is so
yes.
Nice. They can enhance their memorizing power.
Did Lord Chaitanya worship Saraswati?
No. He was Vaishnava, but every demigod is worshipped. It is not that one should neglect.
Or respect. He respects Saraswati.
Yes.
I know one mantra in Bengali to Saraswati. Jai Jai Devi, Jai Jai Sari, Kujuduka Sohita Mukta, Hari Vinanandita Pusaka Hatti, Bhagavati Parati, Devi Namaste.
Saraswati Spells.
Yes, for poets.
Students are supposed to offer stotras. Students, especially.
Was that some mentor for students for Saraswati?
Yes. Vidya, the goddess of learning, the Saraswati, in our childhood, his wife is Saraswati. Please, mother, give me pass this examination. That was our prayer. So, other students, they laughed very loudly, and they thought that Chaitanya has come out very victorious in the living. The second, he said, no, and stop. Then he stopped all these copies, and then, so he yeah, so I have to talk with you, so very and then ordinary formalities. Then he went on, and he was also great worshipper of Mother Saraswati. Then he began to pray Saraswati, Mother Saraswati, by your grace, I have become victorious in so many places. And what is this that I have defeated my boy? He is a grammar student. So he began to pray, and Mother Saraswati informed her that he is a god, my husband. So you speak when I speak. So how can I defeat my husband? There is nothing. Come on.
Yes. Come. Yes. You can sit there. Very nice.
All right. Good. Very good. Then he, father did not attempt to talk with him mentally. And Mother Saraswati advised him that you surrender unto him. Then that will be yours. Nice role. Yes. So later on he became a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. Keshav Kashmiri.
Keshav.
Keshav Kashmiri.
Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav from Kashmir.
Yes. His name was Pandit Keshav. And because he belonged to Kashmir province, he was Nimbarka Sampradaya, Vaishnava. There are four sampradayas. The Vaishnava devotees, they are coming, one from Lord Brahma and one from Lakshmi. They are called Sri Sampradaya. And those who are coming from Brahma, they are called Brahma Sampradaya. And one from Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also great devotee. Out of 12 great authorities, Lord Shiva is one. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Narada, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Sambhu means Lord Brahma.
Shambhu.
Sambhu. Sambhu means self-born.
Self-born. Yes.
He is not born of an ordinary mother and father. There was a lotus from Vishnu, and that lotus he has born. Uh-huh. Therefore, he is called Sambhu, self-born.
I knew a Naga sadhu in Manikarnika Ghat. Named Sambhu Bhakti Baba.
Sambhu is another name of Lord Shiva.
Yes.
Sambhu. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. He is called Sambhu. And Shiva is called Sambhu. Vaishnavaram Gatha Sambhu. So, Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kopila Manu. Kumara. There is a sampradaya from Kumara. Four Kumaras, Brahmachari. They were sons of Brahma. When they were born, Lord Brahma said that you now make marry produced with one population in the creation, in the beginning. So they refused, oh, we are not meant to marry. We shall remain brahmachari, devotee. Then Lord Brahma was angry. You are refusing your father's order. When he was angry, his eyes become red. From that, Shiva was born. Therefore, his name is Rudra.
Red.
Rudra. Rudra means anger. So when that Shiva becomes angry, then the whole thing is finished.
Yes.
Sambhu, Narada Sambhu, Kumara, Kopila, Lord Kopila, the propounder of Sangha philosophy, he is also accepted as incarnation of Lord Kopila. And Manu, father of mankind, who has given the Manu Samhita law. In that law it is stated, Nastriyam Satantatam Arhati. Woman does not deserve independence. Manu is. This is Manu Smriti. So, Vedic culture means to follow the regulated principles.
So from Manu to Keshav Kashmiri is.
No. I am speaking the original authority. So this Kumar Sampada, it belongs to this Keshav Kashmir. Kumar Sampada. Now they are known as Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami and Nimbarka. That means in Vrindavan, you have seen the temple of Maka Vihari.
No, I don't remember.
No.
I didn't know the names of the places I saw.
But you have seen the temples.
Yeah, I went to all the temples I could find. But I didn't know enough to know what stories were associated with the temples or what were the names.
No, Arsi is the same, Radha Krishna. Only Ramanu Sampradaya. They worship Lakshmi Narayana because it is sampradaya from Lakshmi. So they worship.
Narayan is another name for Shiva.
Eh?
Narayan is another name for Shiva.
No. Narayan is Vishnu.
Vishnu.
That is Krishna's expansion.
According to Chaitanya, Vishnu is an expansion
of Krishna.
Of Krishna.
Ramadi Muttis, in the Brahma Sangita it is stated, Ramadi Muttis Balani Amena Tishthan Nana Avataram Aparat Bhuvanesha Kintu. Krishna Sayam. Krishna Sayam. Sayam means person, the Supreme Person. Savamava Parama Puman. Parama means the Supreme. Puman means the Purusha, the male. God is male. God is not female. The conception of female God, that is not some authorized. Parama Pumanjo. So female is prakriti, nature. Parasa Sakti, Vilay Sakti. So he has got many energies. The whole thing is manifested by energy. Multi-energies. Vishnu Shakti Parakrapta. Vishnu, the energy of Vishnu is transcendental, spiritual. Khetragnakhya Tatha Para. And also this Khetragna Shakti, marginal potency, that is also transcendental, that is living entity. They are also transcendent. They are not material. Avidya karma sangha anya tritiya shaktirishyate. Another shakti, another energy is there. That is avidya, darkness. This is material energy. So living entity is originally spiritual, transcendental. as good as Krishna's personal energy. But now they are covered by this material energy.
How did the material covering begin?
It began
as a material shadow.
Yes.
How did we fall into that?
Yes. That is very natural. Just like, come on. Because Jiva, although Parashakti, he has got independence. So when he wants to imitate Krishna, in the spiritual world, Krishna is the enjoyer. And all others, they are enjoyed. Predominator and the predominating. The Lord is the predominating. So there is no disagreement. There, they know the Lord is predominator. We have to serve. When this envious attitude is impaired, so why not? Why serve Krishna? Why not also? That is Maya. That he falls down in material energy. There is no scope. Just like in the government system, there is no scope of freedom. You have to act according to government state laws. So long you are in agreement, then you are free. If you disagree, then your place is in prison. Similarly, Jiva, independent, not fully independent, but they are God, because part and parcel of God. Therefore, that independence quality is there. So when that independence quality is misused, then his place is in the material. Krishna bhulya jivi bhogavan chapare. When we forget Krishna and try to lord it over something, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, when we try to imitate His lordship, then our place is in the material world. We are given freedom all right to lord it over here. So here every living entity is trying to lord it over, it's competition. I'm trying, individual wise, nation wise, everyone is trying to lord it over. And that is material existence. And when he comes to his senses, Gyanavan, that I am falsely trying to lord it over, rather I am becoming implicated with material energy. When he comes to that, then his suddenness, then again his liberated life begins. That is the whole process of spiritual life. Therefore Krishna says, Saradhanman Paritvajamani Kam Saranavai. Don't manufacture ways and means falsely trying to lord it over. That will not be happy. Because you cannot lord it over the material nature. It is impossible. If we try to violate the government laws, is it possible for you? No. If I am to leave a citizen, it is not possible for me. Then I will implicate more and more. This is a crude example. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme. Just like there is a story, Udarendriyana, Hitopadesha. You heard the name of Hitopadesha?
Yeah.
Vishnusarana. From Hitopadesha, they say, Aesop's Fable was translated. Aesop's Fable. There are stories like that. One dog is speaking to another monkey is like that.
Yes.
People call that.
Jataka tales, I know.
Huh?
I know the Buddha Jataka tales.
So there is a story in Udar Indriya. Udar means this belly. And Indra, the senses, hands, legs, thing. So all these senses, they confer. That we are working day and night, and this rascal is eating, simply. So he said, not carpet. He said, let what? That's all right. Resolution is passed. So they stop working. The next meeting, they saw that we are becoming weak. What?
Then the hand wasn't bringing food to the mouth.
Then they come to the husband and say, we have to feed this rascal belly, otherwise we become weak. Similarly, what is this position? These hands, legs are part and parcel of the whole. Similarly, the whole Brahma, absolute, we are all parts and parcels. So we shall cooperate in satisfying Him. Then automatically we become satisfied. If we non-cooperate, then we suffer.
Is it called Brahma or the Absolute? How do you make a distinction between Brahma and Krishna?
That I explained the other day.
Yeah.
The sun sign, the sun glow, and the same God.
Yes.
Apparently the sun sign appears to be very, very big. But it is concentrated in the same glow. And when you enter the same glow, it is concentrated in the same glow.
Where is the origin of this image of the sun? Where is the origin of this image of the sun? Is this an old Vedic Shastric explanation?
Yeah, that's actually. He's the incarnation of Narayan. Siddha Narayan. He's powerful. He's driving in four horses. He has got a chariot of four horses and very powerful. Japchakshuri is a Savita, Savita, his name is Savita. The Gayatri Mantra is Om Guru Sat Samitu Bharanam Bharga Deva Sadhimai. That is worshipping the sun god.
Do you use Gayatri Mantra?
Yes.
Also, I know some of it, Om Guru.
Yes, Om Bhur Bhuva Sat Sattar Savitu Bharanam Bhaiva Deva Sadhima Diyo Juna Prachivaya. This is Gayatri, this is called.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, among poetic meters, I am Gayatri.
Yes. Gayatri is the origin of Vedic knowledge. Without Gayatri, nobody is accepted as competent to study. That is the beginning. Spiritual master, Dija, second birth, first birth by the father and mother, second birth by the spiritual master, father, and mother, Gayatri.
Do you teach Gayatri Mantra to your disciples also?
Yes. Not in the beginning, when they are little advanced.
Prabhupada, can you tell me what you want for prasadam today?
Yes. The same?
Eggplant?
Or
string beans?
Whatever you like. So give me four chapatis,
yes,
little rice, and maybe vegetable, that's all. Don't put much butter, yes. Old age, we cannot now digest too much butter. That's clear. Yeah, although at night I don't take anything. Once I eat. And in the morning I take a little fruit. That's it.
This is very insane. It's telling me now, sir, that the president is going to come to Ohio State.
Nixon,
President Nixon.
In 1 month.
And so.
For the graduation.
And he told the students to chant
Hare Krishna from Mexico.
So that you can hear it when you're flying by the
way.
Well, I tell you, my feeling was this. I was thinking about it from a lot of different angles.
And?
I was thinking about it from a lot of different viewpoints. One is that there's a lot of resentment of the president and of the government here from the young people who are going to be sent to war or who don't like the war. There's likely to be conflict here when the president comes. One reason this place was picked for the president to come was that it is relatively many police around here.
Oh.
Yes. Many please and very heavy.
Please thank you, very heavy.
Here, this part, please thank you, very heavy. So that it would be dangerous to show aggression and to show real conflict. But there is a lot, all that energy that wants to express itself, and basically peaceful energy. So what I suggest was that they greet him by chanting Hare Krishna as a way of manifesting. I think it makes sense. Because now there are a lot of students who know the Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes.
So they might do it.
When is coming?
1 month from now. May, was it? June?
Commencement.
The graduation.
In some lecture he said that I want to meet some religious heads.
Yeah.
And so one of my girl students in San Francisco, she's very educated, she wrote one letter to Nixon, and I got the copy, that Sami is spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. It is being appreciated by the young section. So Sami will be glad to see you if you make some appointment. But he never reclined.
Well, this university he chose because it's supposed to be typical of America. So if in this typical university the young people greet him by chanting Hare Krishna, then he may well invite you.
No,
I
came here with this idea that America, they're in need of these things and they're wanting something substantial. So if some facility is given, of course I am doing my bit as far as possible. But if some organized things are done, say government help or people help, then this movement can be pushed further nicely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, slowly it will be gone, as Krishna desires.
So this is very so they also chanted Hare Krishna for Robert Kennedy before he died.
Yes.
I think I told you about that, didn't I?
You told me in San Francisco.
Yes. So you have two rounds of it. Okay, I have to take a plane today to a Catholic college in New York State. I'll be going up back to New York at 1 o'clock. So I have to go back and pack, say goodbye to the students. It was a pleasure to see you here. Lovely. So maybe we'll do it again in New York.
Yeah.
I'll go on. Thank you for your words, and thank you for letting me join.
You are already chanting, but if we do together, it will be very nice.
So let's do something together in New York City this summer. I'm free all summer. So is that your convenience this time? Because I'll be free. I don't have any. I don't have any dates or appointments. So if you just let me know, maybe 2 weeks. Or somebody let me know a few weeks in advance I can come down from the farm.
Yeah.
Spend a day with you and then we chat.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to do that. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Giving that garden.